Carl Huntford walked carefully through the tall grass of the steeply sloping meadow, down towards the lake and the small wooden deck he'd built specially for evenings like this. He held a perfectly chilled Sauvignon Blanc in one hand and two wine glasses in the other. Behind him, carrying a small wicker basket with a healthy wedge of brie and some of those ludicrously expensive biscuits from the farm shop, his wife Christine followed. It was, as predicted on this summer evening, absolutely perfect in temperature, warm with just the gentlest of breezes blowing from right over the lake. He loved this routine of theirs, retreating down to the small deck he had built to overlook the lake and the nearby woods, observing every sign of wildlife as if it was a special show just for the two of them. Huntford relished all of it, especially having lost a whole year of such things. After an experience like that, he knew one learns to appreciate the really beautiful things even more. This meadow, for instance, the first part of the grand rewilding project for the house that he'd spent a whole year planning. The deliberately unmown grasses now dotted with oxeye daisies, red poppies, foxgloves. And the butterflies, red admirals, tortoiseshells, thrilling dabs of colour dancing from flower to flower. One day, if I'm lucky, he thought, might even spot an Adonis blue. Carl stepped onto the wooden deck, perched overlooking the lake, with its pair of sturdy metal chairs and a matching table for drinks and snacks. Just room enough for the two of them, which was exactly how Carl liked it. Putting down the wine and glasses on the small table, he quickly dug out a simple corkscrew from his back pocket. He used the curled tip to loosen the foil seal. He definitely did prefer an old-school cork, no matter what the pundit said about the equal efficacy of a simple twist-off cap. A cap, with all the romance and drama of opening a bottle of ketchup. He removed the cork with a smooth pop. "Nicely done," Christine said as she put down the cheese and biscuits. Dressed in a sleeveless blue gingham blouse and white shorts, she looked fantastic. "Couldn't ask for better weather," Carl said. Carl knew there would be days ahead when summer turned to autumn, autumn to winter, that rituals like this simply wouldn't be possible. But right now, perfect. He quickly poured two glasses and then raised his own to meet Christine's, a gentle clink, and he saw her smile, his wife always beautiful, her cheeks naturally a soft pink, just a spot of lipstick. No need for makeup, a natural beauty indeed. "I am a lucky man," he thought. Then he turned away, gazing out to the lake nestled in the valley below and the thick woods on the hillside opposite, all belonging to him and his wife. Twilight soon. "Let's see what kind of visitors we get this evening," he said. And it wasn't long before they weren't alone. They had spotted a goshawk drifting over the edge of the lake and then disappearing into the nearby woods, the trees dark and impenetrable. Probably sitting up on a high branch in there somewhere, thought Carl, watching, waiting for its prey. After what had seemed like an age, as Carl and Christine shared the cheese and pointed out other birds and chatted quietly, the hawk suddenly darted out of the trees, diving fierce and fast towards the edge of the lake. "Ah! Got himself something," Carl said, as the bird swooped back up effortlessly, a grey shape clutched in its talons. "Or herself. You told me the male and female are equals when it comes to hunting." He smiled. "I did, didn't I? Oh, see there. Looks like a plump little mouse or a shrew, perhaps. Well, not much of a meal. Perhaps a little takeaway for the chicks back home."